This is Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast. The official podcast of Film Book. Get ready for the latest in film news, TV show news, and theatrical reviews. Film Book's podcast starts now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Film Bookcast, the official podcast of Film Book. My name is Chris Banks. If you're tuning in for the first time, what I do on Film Bookcast, I discuss the latest film and TV show news. I also review an in-theater film sometimes. You can find more about Film Bookcast on film-book.com by using the search term Film Bookcast. You can also email us at podcast@film-book.com with Film Bookcast in the subject line. Let's jump right into it this week. This week in film news, The Old Guard 2, the sequel to Netflix's hit action film from 2020, has added Uma Thurman and Henry Golding to its cast. They'll join Charlize Theron in the upcoming film, which will be directed by Victoria Mahoney, previously served as the second unit director to Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. The Old Guard 2 will take inspiration from the second arc of the comic upon which the films are based. It'll be produced by the original director, Gina Prince-Bythewood. Since its debut, the first film garnered positive reviews from critics and audiences alike, praising its action sequences and its representation. We'll keep up with news about The Old Guard 2 as it starts filming. According to Deadline this week, Oscar nominee Scarlett Johansson is officially signed on to star in acclaimed actresses Kristen Scott Thompson's forthcoming directorial debut. The film is titled My Mother's Wedding. She'll join Sierra Miller, Emily Bichum, and Frida Pinto. My Mother's Wedding is being directed by Kristen Scott Thomas from a screenplay she wrote with John Micklewaite. It's produced by Fiona Dwyer and Stephen Rails. It's based on Elizabeth Jane Howard's 1959 novel titled The Sea Change. It's about a famous London playwright and his sickly wife, Lillian, who is still grieving the loss of their daughter. Their rocky marriage takes an unexpected turn when they travel to a remote Greek island. We'll keep up with news about My Mother's Wedding. Exciting project for Kristen Scott Thomas. Wrapping up the week in film news, finally Becky is going to get her sequel. Becky 2, The Wrath of Becky was announced this week, and Lulu Wilson has signed on to reprise her leading role in the upcoming sequel. She'll join American Pie alum Sean William Scott, who will play the sequel's newest antagonist, taking over for Kevin James. We're thrilled to bring back our favorite young heroine in Becky 2, The Wrath of Becky. Brought to life by the fantastic Lulu Wilson, audiences will continue to root for Becky as she fights against new evil forces. The script for Becky 2 is being written by Matt Angle and Susan Coote. The production on the sequel recently wrapped, and look for a release early next year. We'll keep up with news about Becky 2, but exciting news for any fans of the original. That's it for film news for this week. This week in TV news, The Last of Us, the new franchise, highly anticipated on HBO, has added Troy Baker and Ashley Johnson to its cast. Fans of the original game will remember the museum section as one of the earlier parts of the game, where Joel and Ellie must make their way through and also deal with a new type of infected creature in the process. There were new images of actors Troy Baker and Ashley Johnson released this week because they'll play Joel and Ellie. It'll tackle the events of the first game with the possibility of additional content based on the upcoming video game sequel. We'll keep up with news as The Last of Us begins filming. Some more TV news. According to Deadline this week, Carol Burnett is officially coming back to scripted television as she signs on to star opposite of Kristen Wiig in Apple TV Plus's forthcoming comedy, Miss American Pie. The Emmy winner is set to portray the role of Norma, the grand dame of Palm Beach high society, a keeper of secrets with more than a few of her own. Other than Wiig, Burnett will be joining previously announced cast members Allison Janney, Laura Dern, Leslie Bibb, and Ricky Martin. Miss America Pie is about gorgeously impossible people. It follows Maxine Simmons' attempt to secure her seat at America's most exclusive table, the Palm Beach High Society. As Maxine attempts to cross the impermeable line between the haves and the have-nots, the Apple TV Plus series will ask the same questions that still baffle us today. Who gets a seat at the table? How do you get a seat at the table? And what do you have to sacrifice to get there? Set during the powder keg era of the 1970s, Miss America Pie will be directed by Ty Taylor, and it was written by Abe Sylvia. We'll keep up with news about Miss America Pie as production is set to begin pretty soon. Wrapping up the week in TV news, a surprise announcement was made at the beginning of the week as Marvel Studios announced that its upcoming I Am Groot animated series, which will star baby Groot getting into all kinds of trouble, will actually be coming out later this summer. The official Disney Plus release date for the series is August 10th, and it's a big surprise as fans weren't expecting this show for a while. But I Am Groot is a series of the original shorts exploring baby Groot's glory days growing up and getting into trouble amongst the stars. Being executive produced by Kristen Lepore. Exciting news for fans of Groot as they'll be able to catch the new Disney Plus series on August 10th of this year. That's it for TV news from this week. This week in international news, following the theatrical release of Marvel Studios' Eternals, A-list actors Angelina Jolie and Salma Hayek have teamed up for their next collaboration together. Jolie will be directing Hayek, who is officially joined by Damien Bashir. Without Blood is based on an Italian author Alessandro Barrizzo international best-selling novel. It's expected to explore the universal truths about war, trauma, memory, and healing. It'll be set in an unidentified conflict in a farmhouse deep in the Italian countryside. Production is currently underway in southern Italy and in Rome, and it marks Angelina Jolie's fifth directorial effort. We'll keep up with news about Without Blood. Captain America star Frank Grillo is set to star in action movie MR9, which is shooting imminently in the US and in Bangladesh. Writer-director Asif Akbar's spy action thriller is based on the popular Musad Rana novel written by late novelist Qazi Anwar Hussein. Plot details are being kept under wraps, but we understand Grillo will play the nemesis of Secret Agent Rana, codenamed MR9, of the Bangladesh Counterintelligence Agency. The film is adapted from the original first novel, Demolition Hill. The last bit of international news we'll talk about this week, Netflix unveils 8 strong Euro animation slate, including Klaus Follow-Up, A Christmas Carol, and Richard Curtis adaptation. An animated Christmas Carol, a follow-up to the Academy Award nominee Klaus, is an adaptation of Richard Curtis's That Christmas. In an untitled project from Wallace and Gromit, The Curse of the Were-Rabbits, Netflix is taking 8 animated films and TV projects from UK, Spain, Italy, and France to the Anarchy International Animation Film Festival next week as it doubles down on animated projects. That's it for international news from this week. This week in DVD home releases is The Northman. A young Viking warrior prince, Amleth, knows only a life of joy until his father and many of his people are slaughtered and his mother, Queen Gundren, is enslaved by his uncle. After he escapes the slaughter, he listens to his father's last words and flees to the ocean, vowing that he will someday avenge his father and save his mother and kill his uncle. Through the years that follow as he grows up, he never wavers from his need to keep this vow. Yet to make good on his promise to himself and to the gods, he must travel far and wide and fight like no warrior has ever fought before him. The Northman is now available on DVD. The Contractor is now available on DVD. It involves a father who regains his humanity after working as a contract killer for money to find his missing daughter. The man's family life crumbles from the pressure of finding his daughter and begins to question whether or not he was hired for his abductors to make him turn on her. The protagonist also finds himself at odds with what he does when people around him start dying unexpectedly. After a string of murders, the protagonist discovers that all of his victims were involved in his daughter's apparent abduction and sets out to find her. The Contractor is now available on DVD. Lastly this week, Catch the Fair One is now available on DVD. It's a story of a young Native American woman named Kaylee. She's a former boxer and searching for her missing young sister. She joins a sex trafficking ring to find her sister who was kidnapped. She leaves no stone unturned even when she hears that she will never find her sister. Kaylee kills the man who wants to buy her and goes into the house of the man who tried to sell her. She threatens his family and learns where her sister is, but she gets shot in the process. Catch the Fair One is now available on DVD. That's it for DVD home releases from this week. This week in film trailers, Paramount Pictures gave us a brand new trailer for Paws of Fury, The Legend of Hank. It's debuting in theaters July 15th, and it features Michael Cera's Hank and Samuel L. Jackson's Jimbo as they take on the evil Ikachu, portrayed by Ricky Gervais. The film will feature voices of Michael Cera, Samuel L. Jackson, Ricky Gervais, Michelle Hu, Mel Brooks, George Takei, Gabriel Iglesias, and many, many others. A hard-on-his-luck hound, Hank, finds himself in a town full of cats, who will need a hero to defend them from a ruthless villain's evil plot to wipe their village off the map. With help from a reluctant teacher to train him, our underdog must assume the role of town samurai and team up with the villagers to save the day. The only problem? Cats Hate Dogs. Directed by Rob Minkoff and Mark Kotzer and written by Ed Stone, Paws of Fury, The Legend of Hank will debut in theaters July 15th. Another movie trailer that debuted this week, Rob Zombie gave us a taste of what his Monsters remake will look like, as the famed director released about a minute trailer that showed the entrances of the iconic characters found in the Monsters. Jeff Daniel Phillips will play Herman Munster, Sherry Moon Zombie will play Lily, and Daniel Roebuck will play Grandpa. Check out the little teaser they released from the Monsters. We'll keep up with news about release date for the new film. And finally this week, one of the most powerful film trailers I've seen in a while comes from a Polish filmmaker, Anna Jadowska. Dorota plays a woman living in a seemingly normal situation until one day she wakes up and decides to rob a bank with a kitchen knife. Check out the trailer for Woman on the Roof. It's currently in the Tribeca Film Festival, and I can't wait for it to be released internationally, but check out the trailer for Woman on the Roof. We'll keep up with news about when it's released for us in audiences. But that's it for film trailers for this week. This week in TV trailers, Hulu has released the first trailer for Mike, its newest biological drama series based on the life of legendary boxer Mike Tyson. It hails from the iTanya team and will debut on Hulu August 25th. And the trailer provides us with a first look at Devontae Rhodes as the sports icon Mike Tyson. It also highlights the various stages of his life, including his childhood, his career, and tumultuous relationships with his first wife and actress Robin Givens. She's portrayed by Laura Harrier. Mike is the unauthorized and no-holds-barred look at the life of Mike Tyson. The series explores the dynamic and controversial story of Mike Tyson in 8 episodes. It's a limited series about the tumultuous ups and downs of Tyson's boxing career and personal life, from being a beloved global athlete to a pariah and back again. Focusing the lens on Mike Tyson, the series examines class in America, race, fame and power of the media, misogyny, and the wealth divide. It's created and executive produced by Steven Rogers. Check out the trailer for Mike. It'll debut on Hulu August 25th. Another TV trailer that debuted this week comes from Apple TV Plus, and it honors the life of Ray Liotta, who we sadly just lost. It's titled, the show title is Blackbird, and it also features Taron Egerton and Paul Walter Hauser. The limited series will debut in July, and it's a 6-episode drama about the son of a police officer who's convicted of a crime and sentenced to 10 years in minimum security prison. He's given a choice by prosecutors, however, serve the full term without possibility of parole or transfer to a maximum security facility for the criminally insane and befriend a suspected serial killer played by Paul Walter Hauser in hopes of getting him to confess to more crimes. Ray Liotta plays Big Jim Keane, who's Jimmy's father. You'll see him at the beginning of the trailer. Check out the trailer for Blackbird. It'll debut on Apple TV Plus this July. The last TV trailer we'll check out this week is the television version of the 1992 film A League of Their Own, starring Abby Jacobson, Darcy Carden, and Nick Offerman. Check out the trailer for A League of Their Own. It'll debut on Amazon Prime August 12th. All right, time for this week's movie review. We're actually going to check out something that debuted on... We're going to check out a brand new film that just debuted in the Tribeca Film Festival. The film title is Rounding. It's a horror drama thriller that centers on a character named Haman, played by Nahir Smallwood. After treating an older patient near the end of her life and collapsing, resident Dr. James Haman transfers to a rural hospital in Greenville for the second year of his residency for a fresh start. Having trouble connecting with patients, his superior, Dr. Harrison, urges him to be more personable and take a bedside technique class. When James becomes consumed with the case of a young asthma patient, Helen, demons from his past begin haunting him and make him question the intentions of Helen's mother. As an injured ankle flares up, James is confronted with the hospital bureaucracy. James is confronted with hospital bureaucracy, his nightmares magnify his anxiety, and his reality starts to unravel. Alex Thompson directs... And it's really his film, Rounding, is a truly an engrossing psychological horror through assured visual language anchored by a captivating lead performance by newcomer Nahir Smallwood. This is his first feature film. What an amazing job by Alex Thompson, who is writing and directing only his second feature film, but I definitely have criticisms of Rounding. The film starts off in a very familiar setting. We know that this is a horror movie, this is a thriller movie. We're not too sure about who this person is. Dr. James Heyman, but we get a sense early on that he's gone through traumatic episodes and that he needed to leave his old hospital for some unresolved reason, some untold reason. And I'm actually really happy that in one writer's review of the film, they make a point to talk about the language of the film is very visual. And that's really my first criticism of Rounding, in that a lot of this film is told through the camera and through sound. I think this is the future of filmmaking, but I'm also not happy with it being used in storytelling the way that it is, because I feel like it's making things less good. I feel like that we're using the camera, we're using audio to cover for lack of writing, lack of character development, lack of good ideas, lack of, you know, a vision from either the director or the actors or the writers. I'm not sure where it comes from, right? I'm not sure why a director chooses to overuse the camera or overuse audio. This is a horror movie, so it needs to have those elements. It needs to, you know, scare you and bring you into disturbed places, which it does really well, I think. I just don't like using the visual as a language within a story. It's a component of storytelling, but I feel like Rounding and a lot of new movies being made on a smaller budget are just overdoing it, and it takes away from the overall quality of the work, in my opinion. I think if Alex Thompson and Christopher Thompson, who directed and wrote the script, put more effort into the story itself, into the dialogue, into certain characters, you know, the real treasure in film is on paper. And it's something that I don't think that young actors or young filmmakers really understand, is when you have that foundation of a script, that is really everything. And without that foundation, you don't have really anything. And there's a lot of stuff being made today that are pretty good scripts, but they're not great. And they don't give you the rich starting point that stories need to really take off. And I think that Rounding would fit into that category. It's a really good film. I don't want to talk about it only negatively, because Namir Smallwood is incredibly powerful in his acting. His superior, Dr. Harrison, is played by Michael Potts. He's very good. Very good. There's a young asthma patient named Helen who's played by Sydney Flanagan. She's extremely good. I want to highlight the good performances in the film, because I criticize the way in which the visuals anchor the storytelling, because it takes away from these individual actors' performances. It takes away from the power of Namir's facial expressions in certain scenes. It takes away from what Dr. Harrison is really trying to get his doctor to think about in certain scenes, where the director chooses to use audio that's very distracting or that raises your awareness or gives you a certain feeling while an actor is actually acting out a certain sequence, right? And I just think that that is my main criticism of this new age kind of storytelling. We're not putting in the time or really the effort that's needed to really tell stories in the way that they need to be told. Because Rounding, I think, could be a very, very, very powerful movie if it was just made in a better way. And I don't even think that that's criticizing Alex directly. I just think it's criticizing this overuse of the camera or the overuse of visuals, because there was many instances in the film where I was actually waiting to hear something that would tell me more about the story, and it was replaced by a quick cut or a quick visual or some loud sounds that doesn't really help me navigate a story that I wish I was able to navigate in a better way. So that's really my main review of Rounding. I think that it could be better, but overall, I don't want to just be a negative Nancy about it, because it's a good film. You know, I would give it a 6.5 out of 10. I think that Namir Smallwood needs to be seen a lot more. He's incredibly nuanced in his acting, and he's very good. And I want to see more from Alex Thompson. Being able to see the levels to which doctors care is one of my favorite components of the film. You know, there's many scenes, whether it's Namir by himself or when he's with his superior, who's played by Michael Potts, where the context, the dialogue of those conversations really allow an audience into the depths to which doctors have to care about their patients and how they build connections with people. But also, you get to see the bureaucracy of the medical community and the pitfalls of that and the challenges that that presents to a doctor trying to treat his patient. You know, it's very, very interesting. So I don't want to focus on the negatives about the story or about the film, because there is really good elements of storytelling in Rounding. It's very intriguing in the way that they tell the story. I just think that it could have been more powerful, and they could have done it in a better way if we use the camera for what it is instead of the anchor for the story. You'll probably hear me repeat this in many film reviews because I'm seeing it in a lot of new films. Not so much the big Hollywood budgets because they know what they're doing, but the camera is its own thing, and you can't really overuse it or else it takes away from a thing, and you can't really not use it enough because it will again take away from the thing. So I can't wait to see what Alex Thompson does next, because I think it'll be interesting to see if he learns from this or if he uses it more, you know, because we're all individuals. We all can choose to do what we want to do with the camera. It's just that the reason why I love big Hollywood films is really the way in which the camera's used. I love theater for the stage that you get to watch or be on. You know, and when we mess with that, when we do it in a very kind of amateur or quick way or in a cheap way, you know, it just takes away from something that could be, you know, bigger and better and worth more. So that's mainly a criticism of any young director or any young filmmaker or any inexperienced filmmaker, I should say, because Alex Thompson is definitely still gaining his experience, and I think that Rounding is a very good a follow-up to his original St. Francis that premiered in 2019 South by Southwest. So I can't wait to see what Alex Thompson comes out with next. I really can't wait to see what Namir Smallwood's in next, because he's an incredible actor, and it's very, very important that this film was made. And I can't wait for you to check out Rounding. Right now, it's debuting in the Tribeca Film Festival, and when you check it out, I hope you like it as much as I did. Thanks so much for checking us out this week. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Film Bookcast. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search for Chris Banks or Film Bookcast. You can also find me on Twitter, at cbanksy, S-E-E Banksy. I'm also on Instagram, at thechrisbanks. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review this episode. If you're listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, and leave us a comment in the comments section. It really helps people discover our podcast. Please also consider becoming one of our patrons on patreon.com/filmbook. Your support helps us create more engaging content. You'll find our Patreon link below in the description. If you want to tweet about this podcast, just use the hashtag filmbookcast. Tune in next week for the next episode of the Film Bookcast. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you then.